Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to this week's Angel Reading with me, Rachel Skoltok, bringing you the messages for the week ahead. I've got the deck of cards ready. First up, though, I want to invite you to join me for Angel Communication Program. Our first coaching and training call starts on Tuesday, 22nd of October. So if you've been hanging on to the last minute to join, now is the time to jump in and you can come and join us on that first Amplifying the Angel Messages. We're going to talk all about how to expand your psychic energy like professionals do in order to get those accurate, clear messages. And that's one of the foundational teachings of my program. So come and join us. Link will be in the caption or the comments, or just send me a DM if you're keen to join. Now, let's get into the reading, the messages for the week ahead. Now, I'm using the beautiful Guardian Angel Messages deck, but I wanted to show you this gorgeous statue I bought just recently. How gorgeous is she, this beautiful angel? I've been looking for a lovely angel to put behind me for these videos, and I can really feel the guardian angels coming through for us right now. And the guardian angels often get forgotten because we've got rock star angels like Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael. Who's your favorite archangel to call on? Tell me in the comments, I love to know. But we sometimes forget that you have been given at least two, and if you're into angels, you've got more than two angels. Guardian angels, since before you were born, and they will stay with you forever, forever and ever. They'll cross you over to the other side when it's your time to go. But they're part of your soul. They're standard issue. You don't get to walk this earth without angels. And because you know them so well, you think you don't, because perhaps you haven't become aware of them, but they are so close to you and your soul. The angels tell me they're a hair's width away. You know, I always still do this. I'm like, angels, help me, as if they're way up there. They're right here. And we tend to think that they're miles away, but they're right beside you. And we don't tend to pick up on our guardian angels as strongly as we do some of the archangels, because archangels have massive energy. You know, they're like huge energy. But guardian angels are familiar to you, just like, you know, you're not constantly aware of your arm or your lungs or your breathing, because it's a part of you and your angels are a part of you. And often people will say to me, I don't know how to get in touch with my guardian angels. And the first thing you need to do is speak to them. Guardian angels, I want to communicate more with you. I want to hear from you. I want signs from you. I'd love to be more aware of your presence. And you don't need to have a special prayer. Although if you go to my website, I've written over 400 blogs about angels. And there's a few there about guardian angels and how to communicate with them. And I teach this in my classes and programs. So you can go over and have a look on rachelskoltok.com and have a check out of some of my blogs. Just put guardian angel in the search bar. All right. So we're asking the guardian angels today what their guidance is for us all this week. And I want you to know that your guardian angels aren't going to give you different, you know, you don't ask a different angel for different guidance. Your guardian angels are going to give you the same guidance as your soul would give you, as the divine God would give you, because your higher self is your soul, because it all comes from the same place, source. And that's why I work with angels, because they come from the purest, clearest, most positive energy. They're here for your highest good. They're never going to mislead you or take you off track. So guardian angels, what guidance do you have for everybody this week? Just take a few breaths. Tune into your angels. All right. They're right there with you. Okay. Ooh, this is big energy. Okay. Let's see what we have. How was that full moon? I don't think I slept a wink that night. It was another super moon, I think. I've got a feeling. Okay, this is lovely. Now, we've got a beautiful card to start with. Look at this. This is Guardian Angel Messages. It's the Seven of Earth. Earth. Stay grounded. We are a spiritual being having a physical experience. Your soul is using this beautiful vessel that is your body to have an experience on Earth, to come to learn things, to give, to share, to fulfill purpose, have certain experiences and joyful experiences, right? It's not all about pain. You haven't only come here to learn through pain. You come here to learn through joy. So here the angels, the guardian angels, are standing behind this beautiful man as he chooses the fruit from this beautiful tree of abundance. I see this as the tree of life, and the guardian angel is there present as he's deciding what it is that he would like to choose. So the angels have been talking to us a lot about manifesting, and I've got a manifesting class coming soon. They want you to tune into them for guidance. Tune into your soul and your angels, who are part of your soul, for guidance, to lead you to the right decisions, to know what to ask for and how to ask for it, to know when to say yes to something or when to say no to something. You know, you have a powerful system inside of you called intuition. It's when your soul speaks to you. So you've got the channels of clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance, claircognizance, that are the ways that I call these the amplifiers. The angels use your intuitive channels to get messages to you through signs, through messages, through dreams. And you can see the angel here is influencing this man to choose for his highest good. So have patience, beautiful soul, as your dreams are coming to fruition. They are worth taking time over. Do you put more energy into other people than you do yourself? Are you pouring energy into projects, your career, business, things that might be important to you, but you're forgetting the important part of it, which is you and your soul and what you're here for? This might be time for reassessment and to be gentle and patient with yourself as you decide the next steps, the next path. I've been saying for weeks now that ever since the Lion's Gate, really, followed by the equinox, we've had powerful, powerful shifts that are putting us through a reset collectively and individually. Now, we can't make decisions for the collective. We can only contribute our energy. So you have to make decisions for yourself that serve your highest good, that bring you the joy, the abundance. Do you want to learn through peace, or do you want to learn through drama and fear? I know what I want to learn. Then through peace, sometimes that's not always possible, right? We make decisions that get us into mucky situations, and then we've got to kind of work our way out of them, and there can be drama involved in that. But that doesn't mean we have to live there. We don't have to pitch a tent and stay there forever. We can choose something else. So, you know, the saying, not my circus, not my monkeys. You don't get involved in other people's dramas. And if you are involved in other people's dramas, if other people are involving you in their dramas because they are victimizing you, or they are just hooking you in and making life difficult for you, start to ask the angels to help you make different choices that shift you away from that. And your vibration can rise above that heavy, low energy that these people are trying to draw you back into ego, right? The ego is a lot of things. But if you think about the world of drama, materialism being the only thing that matters, and problems and challenges, and, you know, that's the world of karma and ego. Do we want to be in that? No. And do we have to? No. It's our free will, though it doesn't always feel like it, to make new choices. And this is what the angels are saying. This is the week to make new choices. Even if your mind is telling you, no, you can't, no, you can't, you're stuck in this forever, say no and affirm. Everything is in divine and right order. I now make choices for my highest good. It is easy and effortless for me to clear away drama and let go of the cords that are keeping me stuck. Cord cutting is the key. All right. So what's in the block position? Well, we have got this one. Now here, the Knight of Air, he's holding out his sword. Look at that. He's holding it at quite an angle, isn't he? Now, Archangel Michael often speaks to me in kind of body language and symbols and the way he does things. And often he will hold his sword up straight to give me a certain message, or he'll hold it pointing down for another message. So pointing it sideways, it's like, get ready. You're not actually using it just yet. So this is about cutting through fear, negativity, the ego that creates so many illusions for us, doesn't it? Like worst case scenarios that never ever happen, worry, thinking that something terrible is going to happen and it doesn't, or someone doesn't like you and it's not true at all, they're not even thinking about you. here it's like, now it's time for you to cut through the rubbish and start to take back your power and take control of your life. So if there's been something that's been sapping away your energy, draining and depleting you, taking you away from what your purpose is, what your joy is, what you know your soul came here to do. This is what this week is about, it's your soul. This is the time for you to get your power back, cut some cords, get honest and clear with yourself. Does this stuff have to be my reality? Does this, what can I do? What decisions do I have to make to move me into a path that fits me better, fits my soul better, my path better? And that will bring back your power, your energy, your motivation. Stay determined. Do not give up. Do not give up. You still have all your power. Your light is shining bright. Look at the figure. She's got a radiating sort of badge on her chest. And it's like the light's still there, even though she's standing in the snow and it's cold and freezing and she's kind of like, what do I do next? There's still light shining for you. You just have to look for it. And sometimes we try to look for it by looking in the darkness, and that's not where it is. We sometimes think, if I could just solve this problem, if I could just fix this person, if I could just, that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to clear the energy, look within and speak to your angels and go with what lights you up, rather than trying to fix this first. This is how we get ourselves tangled up in drama. All right, I want to move on to, I've got two cards for you here, because I think that one said it perfectly. This is the Chariot. Keep going, keep going. They've said this already in this reading, is don't give up. Keep going, keep moving towards the light. Now look at the angel on this card. She is showing you what to do. We've got two unicorns, a black and a white one. We live in a duality. We can't help it. We can't avoid it. There is fear and love. That's why we came here. That's why our soul is like, I'm going to give it a go on earth again, because it's a duality. It's where we learn to overcome the energy of fear, the darkness, the negativity. You know, it's called fear. It's called darkness because of the absence of light, but the light is always still there. It's just at the other end of the polarity. So what are we choosing? Fear or love? Peace or drama? Keep going. Keep going, because the more you do, the more pennies you put in the piggy bank of spirituality, prayer, meditation, protection, affirmation, visualization, and the more you will get your power back from whatever fear is holding over you. That's why, you know, in my courses and classes, I've always got energy clearing. I've always got the angels coming in and transmuting that heaviness, because they know we struggle with it. And of course we struggle with it, because it's hard. And if you're sensitive, it's even harder. But we have to keep cleaning up the windscreen. We've got to keep cleaning up our energy so that we can see the light. And that's what makes the difference. And the angel in the chariot, she's just relaxed. She's kind of like floating on a cloud. She's like, just take me where you're going to take me. So we got to set our intentions, use all of our power, acknowledge our pain and our suffering, but don't let it overwhelm us, and let it motivate us to move forward in the direction of peace and love, which is, you know, the white and the black unicorn. So I really love this. Surrender, let go a little bit. Tune in to what the guidance is, and let the angels guide you. You got to do some cleaning up, but you got to let the angels guide you. Now, the second card that came out, and this is for all you beautiful intuitives, empaths, psychics, therapists, coaches, counselors, those of you who are out there doing the work, you're out there helping and healing others. And I know so many of you do, because I've worked with so many of you, and you come to my classes and you come to my mentoring program. This is an acknowledgement for you. This is the Queen of Water. Just look at how gorgeous she is. And she's just letting you know, you are loving, giving, intuitive. You can trust that inner voice. The angels are with you. She's a bit fairy godmother-like, isn't she? Like, she's like the modern, cool fairy godmother. She's radiating love out to you, and she's saying, hey, you can do this. You've got everything you need inside of you. You can help people, but you've also got to look after yourself and your energies as well. And you have a whole team of angels. Your dreams can come true. You can make your life a success, happiness, peaceful, whatever success is for you. And especially if you out there are in a spiritual business, or you're wanting to start a spiritual business, take this as the green light of keep going, keep going, keep going, keep expanding, keep reaching more people with your work. So whatever you've been thinking your next step is, it's time to do it. No matter how scary it feels, no matter how out of reach it feels, you can do it. Stop thinking in terms of lack and scarcity and go for it. And the outcome, well, look at this. We have abundance. We have spiritual and emotional abundance. Material abundance too. We've got the family. We've got the dogs. We've got blessings. Now, I'm relating this back to the fairy godmother, where she's sort of saying, you know, you've got what it takes. Trust your intuition. Speak to your angels. Stop making everything so confusing and complex. Hold on to your power. And whatever your blessing, your abundance seems to be, but also remember of the blessings you're putting out into the world. Eventually that comes back to you. That radiates back to you. That energy will return to you in some way, shape, or form. You just have to value it. You have to put boundaries around it. You have to honor yourself and your energy levels. You have to make sure you're protecting your energy, and don't fear it. You know, you have a gift, put it out into the world. So whatever you're doing this week, your decisions are leading you to abundance. Your decisions are leading you to abundance. And so tune into your guardian angels, ask for guidance. Even if you just sit for 5 minutes every day and ask for guidance, it will come. Put our energy into that rather than everything else, and then everything else will start to fall into place. Isn't that exciting? I'm so happy for you. This is such a blessing. Now, thank you so much for being here. Please, please click the follow or subscribe button. It's completely free, and it really, really helps me, and it will help you to make sure that you see these videos and other videos that I'm doing as they come up. And if you want to join Angel Communication, doors close for good tomorrow. And if you want to come and open your third eye with Archangel Raphael, I have a beautiful event coming up. Is Activate Your Spiritual Vision with Archangel Raphael. It's a Zoom event. It's $67 Australian early bird. And I will put the link in the comments and the captions. This is going to be a channeled guided healing with the angels to cleanse and open up your third eye. And we're going to talk about so much to do with Raphael healing, looking after your energy, and clairvoyance, opening up your clairvoyance. All right, my lovelies. Thank you so much for being here. Loads of love. See you soon. Angel blessings.